Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi to all on VI Talk, just to let you know, here's the latest news items for you. This article is from the International Business Times. Own Phone launches the world's first 3D printed braille phone for blind people. Own Phone, the makers of customised handsets, have launched the world's first 3D printed customisable braille phone for blind people. Own Phone was the first company in the world to introduce customisable phones partly created using 3D printers in 2012. Readers might have heard of their feature phones for seniors and children, which are simplified and programmed to call a special set of mobile numbers and nothing else. Very different from the touchscreen smartphones favoured today by most consumers. Just like the other feature phone products, you have to log on to the One Phone website to order the braille product and then choose which names and numbers you want to have programmed onto the phone's screen. The handset on its own retails for £60 or $101, while customising the colour of the phone or adding pictures costs an additional £5. One Phone also provides its own mobile network, One Phone Service, offering subscription fees of between £7.50 and £15. Own Phone Service piggybacks on Vodafone's network, but text messaging, roaming and data services are not available. 3D printing provides a fast and cost-effective way to create personalised braille buttons, the phone's inventor told the BBC. The phone can be personalised with two or four braille buttons, which are pre-programmed to call friends, family, carers or the emergency services. This is the first phone to have a 3D printed keyboard. For people that can't read braille, we can print texture and raise text on the phone. Our 3D phone printing process is patent pending. Although offering braille on a phone is a step forward, many visually impaired people already use smartphones together with special visually impaired iOS and Android apps. For apps that either read aloud articles from websites and apps, or take over many of the phone's functions like phones, contacts, messages, calendars, email and maps to assist, and simplify the process for visually impaired people. This next article is an article that was printed in The Independent on Wednesday the 21st of May. Does the digital age spell the end of braille? This is an article by Nick Clark. It took more than a century for braille to be established as the English reading system for the blind after an acrimonious and lengthy dispute dubbed the War of Dots. Now it faces another battle on the rise of digital technology, means its importance to blind people is diminishing. It might even fall into disuse altogether, according to the creator of a new exhibition. Braille is embattled. The biggest threat is computer technology, which makes it much easier not to have to learn it, says Matthew Rubery from Open University of London. A lot of people fear Braille won't survive because it will be read by so few people. The usage declined and there are concerns about funding to keep it going. Dr. Rubery with Birkbeck University's Heather Tilley is curating the exhibition How We Read, A Century History of Books for Blind People. The exhibition, which opens in November in London, will introduce the development of alternative ways of reading over the past two centuries. Those include the development of Braille and its embossed print rivals, talking book records, speech synthesizers and systems that magnify text on computer screens. Many of the devices have never been displayed. Dr. Rubery said it was an opportunity to explore this significant but largely neglected aspect of the nation's literacy heritage. A series of competing systems emerged in the 19th century to help blind people read. Braille was a system published in 1829 by the Frenchman Louis Braille. Among its rivals are the embossed pages published by William Moon. About 30,000 people use Braille in some form today. About 6,000 of these are heavy users, according to the Royal National Institute of the Blind People. But it faces threats from advances in low vision technology, the greater availability of recording materials and reading machines. For RNIB revealed, fewer people are using its Braille library. Steve Tyler, head of planning at the RNIB, said the body was worried about the decline of Braille, but that it was putting more resources into teaching products and electronic Braille. He said, "We do see threats to the system, but it is still at the heart of what we do because of its literacy and educational value." The exhibition will also chart the development of talking books for the blind, first provided for veterans blinded in the First World War. Dr. Rubery said, "Ever since Edison invented the phonograph in 1878, people have been listening to spoken word recordings, but the first full-length recordings were made for blind people in the 1930s, before the records only allowed a few minutes. Among the exhibits is what is believed to be the oldest surviving talking book record from 1935, The BBC announced that Anthony MacDonald reading Cranford by Elizabeth Gaskill. Blind people started listening to long-playing records in 15 years before anyone else. Dr. Ruby said, the first spoken word records released were the Bible and excerpts from Shakespeare. The first popular novels were The Merger of Roger Ackroyd by Agatha Christie and Joseph Conrad's Typhoon. Three blind types, rival systems. Braille, Louis Braille, invented his system at the age of 15, taken from a code invented to send military messages at night. He published it in 1829 to establish the English system of choice in 1932. Boston Line Type, devised by Samuel Gridley Howe, founder of a New England school for the blind. It was an embossed, simplified Roman alphabet. The first book using the system was published in 1834. Moon, after losing much of his sight from scarlet fever as a child, William Moon developed a system of raised print letters, which he published in 1845. It is still available in the UK and can be generated with computer software. That's the articles for the week from me. If you want to comment on them and what you've heard, do so. And that's why VI Talk is here. If you want to comment on the what's happening with Braille, then, you know, whether Braille is still useful or it's still needed, do comment on that article. Is the digital side of things taking over the use of Braille? Is Braille being oosted out by these things? And would you use a phone that had raised Braille lettering on it and such things? So I'll leave it with you now, and I'll say bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.